was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
All right, welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is, wait, this way. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Check us out on Twitter if you want, if you're still doing Twitter. We're also on YouTube when I decide to post the YouTube videos of this. This being the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/abrog87. Yeah, do that. Sorry, I'm not all there yet. I got hot chocolate made because I was just made to stand in the snow while my car battery died. Let's get some ASMR or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
As I choke on my hot chocolate. Yeah, it's perfect.
Coffee ASMR as well.
Yeah, it's great. So did you, I have a hybrid battery. I have a Prius. I learned today, as did everybody else in the Fred Meyer gas station on Division, where the battery is on a Prius. Now, before you jumped on, King, I posed the question to Ski if he, I gave him two guesses about where a battery is in a Prius, and he didn't get it. So I'm going to give you the question now. Do you know, two guesses, where the battery is in a Prius? Like, not the hybrid battery, but like the normal, every car has one battery.
Trunk.
Where'd you say?
In the trunk.
It is in the trunk, yes. It is. So not only is it in the trunk, but you have to lift up the cover. And then there's another thing to the side that you have to lift up and off. And then on the side is where the battery is. And so my car, having died while I was getting gas in the gas station at Fred Meyer, obviously, if the battery dies, the electric stuff doesn't work. And so I can't unlock anything. And you know what that includes? Because it doesn't have a latch, because it's a fucking hybrid Prius, the trunk. And so I could not unlock the trunk to open it so the guy who was trying to jump it could do that. So I had to pull out everything out of my back, like the back seat of my car, everything out of, like, I had to crawl in the side, pull everything out of it, like put it off to the side, and then have the dude who jumped it, like I called State Farm because Jake, obviously.
Jake.
And they the dude came out and climbed in my car, like pulled up everything and, you know, reached in, got it, like the cables were just long enough to go from his car to mine and ended up getting it charged. One more thing. While this was happening, it started to snow. It's perfect. Just perfect. Sorry, that's it. I'm good. I'm fine.
I'll say that. This is a flawed system of a car, it sounds like.
Seems like it.
Yeah, because I've heard tales of people with Teslas. They took it like in an underground parking garage and it like died on them. And since you need like, you know, internet access to like access a lot of things about your Tesla car, if it's underneath in a parking garage, you don't get that. So this guy was trying to get his Tesla towed out of a parking garage, but couldn't put it in like tow mode
because it didn't have Wi-Fi access.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So do these car makers not see these like everyday like problems?
The one,
like you, what?
The big major flaw with requiring electricity for a car to work is access to electricity.
Yes.
and access to the internet. Yeah, that was a crappy thing too. Is I'm at a gas station, so cell service is not fantastic at a gas station just because of the way you've been to a gas station. So when you call State Farm, they text you. They're like, hey, you know, this is the information of the people who are going to come help you out. Or actually, it's automated at first. I eventually was like, fuck it, let me talk to a person. But it's automated and it sends you a text that you have to click a link to set up your roadside assistance. And so I kept clicking it, but because I wasn't getting good cell service in the gas station, nothing was loading. It's fun. So everybody has to go through this once. Like every hybrid owner, I would assume, has to go through this once so they know where their battery is and they know how to jump it, or at least tell someone how to jump it because they're too afraid to do it themselves, like me. So
your whole car is made of batteries. How is it not?
It's all batteries. It's all cells. It's all batteries. Like, I don't understand. What's the problem here? So if you are watching on Twitch, all two of you, that's why we started a bit late today. That's an EME. And that's also why I did absolutely zero prep work for this. So if you guys have anything to talk about, let's talk about it. I do have a few things.
I mean, but not a ton.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
so before we go into anything, why is Ski dressed like he's going into, like, he's John Cena going into war or, like, hunting in a duck blind? What the hell is going on?
What, the camo hat?
Yeah, you're going hunting?
Yeah, like, what's going on, man?
Surprisingly, this is my, like, best-fitting hat I have. Like, the most comfortable on the head. It just, like, feels like it's just, like, levitating on there. And this is just, I don't know, duck.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I didn't see the Now I see.
Yeah, it looks just silver.
Why do you own a duck camouflage jacket? That's my question.
It's not. It's like gray. It's a weird, like, gray waterproof.
Okay. It very much looks camo next to your hat and in the picture right now.
Well, really did.
I have been plotting on these fucking turkeys that live in the hills here. They've been shitting on my fucking car, and I'm getting fucking fed up with it, honestly.
Booble says Ski can't be John Cena because we can see him. I was trying to come up with a way to make that joke too.
Fair point. Yeah. Fair point.
No, by the way, I've been waiting
for China on top of it too. So
I've been waiting for that story, by the way, of some South Eugene neighborhood person getting fed up with the damn turkeys and just going ham on them.
I see there's one in my neighborhood that's, like, hobbled. I think someone might have tried to take one out and just winged its leg because it's all, you know, gimping around out here.
Somebody took a shot at a turkey.
But I would say every 3 months or so, one gets absolutely dotted by a car.
I hit one in, like, August around my work because the fire of in September of 2020 – like smoked them out, and they came out and they're like, oh shit, food is so easy to find here. So every day for, you know, 2+ years, they're out there multiple times a day feeding. And the flock, I don't know what the fuck you call a turkey thing.
That's it.
A pod?
It's got to be a flock, right?
Whatever it is, it's grown exponentially. Now there's like 70 of these freaking birds. And so, yeah, and like, late July, early August, I was driving around, I was going home, and I was like, okay, I'm just not going to slow down. I mean, I'm only going like 25.
Right.
But when there's 40 of them right in front of you, and I felt it. Like, it was a bump.
Bump. You dotted him, as Ski says.
I did. It wasn't a Tom. It was, you know.
It was a hen. You got a little
Jerry. I don't know. What the fuck you call them, but...
Yeah, so apparently a group of wild turkeys is a flock. A group of domesticated turkeys is called a rafter or a gang.
I'm sorry. Domesticated turkeys, like...
Those are urban turkeys.
Yeah.
As in pets?
They're a gang.
Domesticated tells me pets. Like somebody has...
I mean, if you drive up like Spring Boulevard and stuff, there are signs that say like, don't feed the turkeys. We're too rich to have these peasants up here.
Yeah. WCP says he sees hella wild turkeys in South Eugene. That is what we're talking about. Specifically South Eugene. Yeah, there's
the worst.
Yeah, that's... Yes. If anybody has ever been to South Eugene, you have seen a flock of turkeys.
And they're not like other birds where, you know, they know the rules. It's like, all right, you get the fuck out of the way of our cars.
Yeah.
And don't shit on our stuff. We'll let you eat all the insects you shit you want in the yards and stuff. They don't abide by these rules.
And that's why they get dotted by King.
And that's why they get fucking dotted. And I don't think anyone feels bad about dotting a fucking turkey.
I did not feel bad. I was like, oh my God, fucking move. I'm going so slow. Yeah,
this is your part of the agreement, Turkey.
What made you feel less sad, dotting that turkey or clubbing the possum?
Oh, dotting the turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, the possum, I don't know. I felt bad too, but the turkey, I was like, I see you every day, pretty much. Get out of the way. Yes. Just move.
This is the social agreement we have. I have a car. It can kill you. You get out of its way. Booble says birds are fake.
That is a theory. That is a
theory. These turkeys are not fake. I know that. But are they really birds? They barely fly. They barely fly.
Yeah. Is a hot dog a sandwich conversation? No, it's a hot dog. Is a turkey a bird? No, it's a turkey. So.
I mean, I had a little interaction with some birds yesterday going into work.
Looks like the Beatles.
Now these are better than the Beatles. Get out of here.
Thank you. A little T-ball. T-ball for you there.
I do have a comment. I believe it was from our movie podcast last week. Masty said he was not pleased that none of us can name a Wings song. So Wings was brought up somehow, and none of us
can't. Paul McCartney, I can't name a Wings song.
I have absolutely nothing on Wings.
Can you name a Wings song, Ski?
He listed off some songs, and
he did not.
He listed off two songs. A song called Uncle Albert. No idea what the fuck that is.
Fools.
Yeah, by the way, he can literally say anything, and we wouldn't be able to hold him to it, so.
But there was one. There was Band on the Run. I do know.
Band on the Run.
I didn't know that was Wings.
It's not a Beatles song. I thought that was a Beatles song. Band on the Run.
And I believe if you want to get technical with it,
and we do.
There was a Bond theme song from like the 80s that McCartney did that was technically with Wings. I think it was Live and Let Die.
So I'm looking up Wings. I didn't know they were like early 70s.
Live and Let Die is Wings.
It's Paul McCartney, but it's technically, I believe he said it was on a Wings album. So
is that the Live and Let Die.
The song that Guns N' Roses did better.
Yes.
That one.
Wow. I had no idea that was a cover.
Yeah.
Good on you, Axel. You're way better than Paul.
Oh, my God.
Beatles are terrible.
Oh, I want to be in the room when you say that to like a Beatles diehard.
They know
that
too.
Axl Rose is better than Paul McCartney.
They know as well. Beatles are bad.
Yeah. So I've sort of come around on them a little bit, I watched the that documentary and enjoyed it. We got a timeout. We're taking a timeout.
Time out.
I'm just asking a random person on the street.
Sure.
No, person on the street.
Better boy band.
Billy on the street?
The Beatles or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Better boy band. Beatles or Backstreet Boys?
Beatles.
Oh.
ESP is better than NSYNC, so what the...
Whoa!
Whoa.
You try.
No, just Backstreet slander happened.
That was slander. I did not expect that.
You trying to tell any female that Backstreet's better than anything Justin Timberlake is included in? Then good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Fraudulent.
I'm just saying.
Fraud.
Just saying. Backstreet Boys had a bunch of like 40 and 50 year olds like at the time. So
they're like reverse Beatles, where the Beatles all looked old, but they were like in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys acted like they're in their 20s or in the mid-40s.
Bunch of haggard late 20s
yeah.
Boy bands. Beatles. Oh, shit. All right, should we talk sports?
Sports!
So, did you watch any of the All-Star Game festivities?
I did.
I did, too. I watched some of the 3-point contest. I saw the highlights of the dunk contest. I watched way too much of the actual game itself. I have no idea how I found myself in that situation where I was sitting down watching the NBA All-Star game, but I did. And I don't feel good about it, but it happened.
Can I say something funny? At least funny to me. So All-Star, you know, Saturday, right? Skills 3-point dunk contest. I turned it on, you know, when it said at like 4:00. I had no idea there was an hour of bullshit before it started. It goes on. Watch the skills. I watch the 3-point contest. I watch the dunk contest. But in between, I'm doing stuff. Like I'm walking out of the room. I'm cooking dinner. Whatever the hell I was doing. I did not know that Damian Lillard won the 3-point contest until like Monday. I missed it. There must have been like a gap where I just missed Damian Lillard in a Weber State jersey shooting three. I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
The one thing you missed.
Like, I mean, I saw a Knick guy trying to dunk by grabbing the net and pulling himself up, and no one. Have you seen the TikToks of that dunk?
Yeah, just
literally not a soul reacts from players, announcers to crowd. No one reacts. No one. They're like he's 6'10" and he pulled himself up by the net.
It's pathetic. what are we doing? Yes. Jesus. I did notice like how so Karl Malone is a curmudgeon
and a rapist
and just a douchebag in general. I did appreciate how harshly he was grading people on the dunks, because a lot of those dunks did not deserve the scores that they got. And he was the guy giving them like, you know, if they're at a 50, he's giving them like 42 out of 50 for an average dunk.
And honestly, I think that's what the whole point of the dunk contest is everyone, throw up, you know, their 50 signs and stuff like that. But it should be judged as, you know, slam dunk contest as a whole. For 50 points, that should be competing with, you know, the Vince Carter level dunks, you know, the crazy ones. I think if you lower the bar to like what these dunks actually are, it's not TV wise, it's not going to be as good, because that's the whole point. They want it all 50, but I might actually enjoy it a little more if it, you know, was closer instead of just giving any mediocre dunk that someone makes a 50.
I would love that, by the way. Like, none of the dunks are 50s. Everybody gets like a 43, like 44 is high. Look, is it as good as Dominique's dunk in like the 90s? No. Then I'm not going to give it a 50. Like
Who was
that's the
I
standard.
Saw someone threw up the video from the very first dunk contest. Half the dunk, like a majority of the dunks I saw in that were way better than everything I saw in this year's. There's a lot of like dumb, like, you know, the Dr. J, like two ball dunks. Those aren't very cool.
No. But the other half were people taking one step and dunking.
Yeah.
They were just like, I can dunk.
Yeah.
But half of them are actually pretty good and cool, especially if you factor in how it was back then.
That's the thing, though. Like, the elite ones were very elite, but everything else was just a guy standing still and jumping up.
Literally.
I don't think Larry Nance took more than a step his entire slam dunk contest.
The two-ball dunk. Get out of here.
That's a classic one.
Dr. J. Oh, man. So who won? McClung? Was that it? Mac McClung?
Yep.
That's his actual name? Okay.
That is his name.
So
yes.
Was he the Texas Tech kid?
Well, Georgetown to Texas Tech, yeah.
To Texas Tech, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, his big dunk, like the one where he jumped over the dudes, hit the ball against the backboard, and then dunked it, that's a sick fucking dunk. Like, that's really high level. For him to be in it at all, like being signed off the G League on a 10-day deal and then being in the dunk contest is a joke. Like, that shouldn't happen. And
at this point, why don't just take all the guys from the G League that are cool, better dunkers, and that's what the dunk contest should be. I don't need to see random guy for the Knicks that no one's heard of.
Well, that's the thing, is I disagree. I think if you're to the point where you're bringing in G League guys, just get rid of the dunk contest. Like this, it, like I think I said it in the Discord, it's like this reminds me of the McDonald's All-Star Game dunk contest. It's like a bunch of people, nobody knows who they are. Like McClung might not even be in the league when his 10-day contract is up. I mean, they'll sign him just because he won the dunk contest and because people know his name now. But like, legitimately, if he didn't win, he could be out of the league right now. Like, what are we doing?
What's they did say he made more money from the dunk contest than he has his entire professional career.
Of course.
Yeah. But he's a great dunker.
But a lot of guys are great dunkers. It's the NBA.
See, I disagree with you. A lot of guys are not great dunkers. They could dunk, but they're not great dunkers. So,
well, the great dunkers don't want to be in the dunk contest anymore.
So that's why I say get the great dunkers from the G League. You know, $100,000 of one of those guys winning is they care a lot more, and it will be more entertaining because no one knew who two of the guys were anyway. So you might as well bring in guys that could actually dunk if you don't know who they are. Because really, does it matter if it's a name that could do a cool dunk or a random?
It does matter if it's a name. Ooh. Yes, Kobe Bryant doing like a through the legs dunk, which everybody in the NBA can do, is a billion times cooler than anything Mac McClung did. You know, like, the McClung dunk was sick. It was fantastic. But you know what? Kobe Bryant going through the legs is cooler. Just because it's Kobe.
Except you said Kobe, but no superstars are doing it. So.
No, exactly. So unless you can get the superstars to do it, just scrap it? Like,
well, I mean, they should just kill the entire All-Star weekend if your premise is the star is not trying.
the skills challenge just needs to go anyway.
But they got to fill time.
I know.
There's nothing they can do.
It's so brutal. And it does it. And I think it eats the most time. It took like 45 minutes from the run, like three different rounds with three teams. It was rough.
WCP says, he said they should get rid of the dunk contest ever since Nate Robinson needed 100 attempts to make his dunks. That changed too, didn't it? Like where
they changed rules off that. They put a timer on it.
A time clock, right? Attempts. Yeah.
At least they got rid of the spinning the wheel and you have to do that dunk. That might have been their worst idea of them all.
I think my favorite dunk contest of all time was like 2003 or something. It was Daryl Armstrong. And it was him versus whoever won. And his like last dunk was he was running full court and he realized, I'm 6'1", and he just did a layup.
Whoops, finger roll.
Winner. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. He's just like, shit, I'm not that tall. Layup.
Bail.
Yeah.
It is funny, like, when you think about it, like, not all of the legendary dunks we think about were done by superstars. Like, Harold Miner. Like, nobody knew who Harold Miner was, but then he did the fucking, you know, Cedric Ceballos. Like, nobody knew who these guys were. I don't think
Ryder was very big at the time when he won.
I think the point with them, though, is like they are beating the superstar players to win the dunk contest. So it's like you have the guys they're going against who are big name guys you see all the time who do sick dunks in games.
Well,
but then they're more creative and they come up with something that beats them. Like that's the fun part of it.
See, that's what was good about it, because it was, you know, Harold Miner and Ryder, they were both, you know, first or second year guys at the time. And they were going up against, you know, the veteran superstar guys. If it was this year with, you know, three guys and, you know, a Shaedon Sharpe kind of, you know, rookie that's a big dunker, that's what you want. You want the rookie upset to beat, you know, the veteran superstar dunkers. You don't actually have the superstars kind of a problem.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's exactly what you need. You need like one or two superstars, and they can't get any of them. Well, was I don't know how you're going to convince them to do it either.
Well, was it Jaw whining saying they should get like $1 million for winning or just participating?
No, that was Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Oh, that was Shea Gilgeous.
Yeah.
Can he dunk even? I don't even know him.
Well, he was talking about the All-Star game in general, not the...
Oh, in general?
But here's my thing on that. Shea Gilgeous Alexander, it is his first All-Star game. I'm sorry. You're not that cool. Granted, he's cooler than all of us. He's made more money than all of us. Blah, blah, blah. Get that out of the way so no one could say that to us. It's his first All-Star game appearance ever, and he's already showing up in minks and furs and glasses being like, why would we play hard? Pay us more. It's your first All-Star appearance. If LeBron and, you know, KD, I know he didn't play this year. Some of those guys were in their 12th, 15th, 19th All-Star game. If they don't want to play balls to the wall, and none of them should, I get it. It's your first All-Star game, and for him to say that right after bitching about LeBron James blocking his shot, get the fuck out of here, guy. Like, those are two con... Oh, you... Try hard, pay us $1 million. But, hey, guy, don't block my shot. I got something for you. It's your first time. There were... I think it was 12 or 13. I don't know the exact number. There were 12 or 13 first or second year guys on the All-Star, like first or second All-Star, you know, inductees in this game. That's over half the team, over half our first and second year All-Stars. And it doesn't mean shit to them. So get rid of the game. Just get rid of it. Like, it's, if it does not, it, if players, and this is not me being like, oh, they shouldn't be paid what they're paid. But if they're paid in the regular season enough to where the All-Star game doesn't mean anything because they're only getting, you know, $500,000 for winning, just stop the charade. Just stop the charade. It's pointless because that guy, SGA has not proven enough to be like, ah, don't care. I'm not going to try in an All-Star game. Pay us more if you want us to try. It should be an honor. And yeah, it shouldn't be an honor for us. Like he should not be honoring us. He should be honoring guys that came before him. And I'm not even saying, even guys like the Vince Carters and the Kobe. Guys that came before him and played. They played. And they're, like, legit Hall of Famers. You're just a guy. He's good. You're just a guy in Oklahoma City, and it's your first time, and you already don't care, and that's what happened in the Pro Bowl. I mean, that's why they took it away from Hawaii, because all of a sudden, you know, a decade ago, they realized, oh shit, a free trip to Hawaii for a week with their kids, they can pay for that on a one day pro rata salary. It doesn't mean anything. So if that's the case, just get rid of it.
So here's a question then. Why does the MLB All-Star game still have that kind of that like prestige moniker to it? Because everyone that goes there always seems to, like, you know, really relish being there. Like, just look at the Home Run Derby. Everyone's there on the field and, like, excited. And, you know, every home run they hit, they all get excited.
I think part of it is because you can't fake that game. Like, what's a pitcher going to do? I know Chan Ho Park grooved one into Cal Ripken Jr. in 2001.
Yes, he did.
So he hit a bomb. He absolutely did. We know it. But as a general rule, you just can't, if you're a pitcher, you can't be up there throwing 70 miles an hour. It just looks...
You'll get torched also and doesn't look good.
It's just... bad. And it's almost sad that the MLB All-Star game is by far the best All-Star game we have.
Oh,
because the Pro Bowl is now just, you know, moving tires and lifting weights and 20 minutes of flag football. And the All-Star game in the NBA, I think the first play was LeBron throwing it around someone's shoulder off the backboard. Well, it was Giannis.
Yeah, they gave him a walk to the layup and then come out.
Yeah. Right. And then LeBron did that. And I was like, oh, cool. And then literally, like, the next play was just a guy taking two dribbles down the lane and dunking.
Like Lauri Markkanen, I think.
It was so bad. Like, and the thing about the All-Star game this weekend that is fascinating to me is the game was atrocious. You know, Mike Malone for the Nuggets said it was the worst game he's ever seen. You know, some other players said it was terrible. And then the ratings come out, and it's the lowest rated All-Star game really kind of ever, except, you know, I'm not going to count 1977. Different world. And then, so the NBA is like, well, what do we have to do? What do we have to fix? You know, what's going on? And, you know, players and writers and fans are saying stuff like just kind of global game stuff. They're like, well, you know, the game is hard to follow. You don't know who's going to show up, blah, blah, blah. And then I just think it's funny that a full week off, and the Blazers are like, eh, you want to know what? We had a snow delay. Damian Lillard, Jeremy Grant, just stay home. Just don't even come to the game. Don't even go to Sacramento. It is a 1-hour and 10-minute flight to Sacramento. And they're flying on a private jet. Yeah. Don't tell me that's stressful. Don't tell me that's hard. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes. And the designation for both those players, rest. Right. You had a week off.
Was it load management?
No, it just said rest.
Or was that just said
in
rest?
Parentheses, which is, you know, kind of the same thing, but they didn't even fake it by going like a sore earlobe. They just said rest. Damian Lillard, love you, guy. And do I really care if they're losing to Sacramento? I'm not even watching it. They could be down by 30. Don't really care. My guy, you gotta. It's 1 hour and 10 minute flight on a private jet. Go to the fucking game and play. Yeah. And I know this makes me sound super old. And I think I've said on here, I've been burned twice by going to Blazers games in Portland where LeBron's gonna play. And they're just like, eh, sore voice box, not playing. It bugs me, man. And I really do think it's hurting the league.
But how do you can't.
I know it makes me sound old.
All-Star game here first, though, is that can they do an MLB style where the game matters? Is that what they have to do?
No. They're going to gimmick it up by doing like the new proposal is like in November. They're going to play all these cup games like the WNBA does, where teams are going to win
like instead of an All-Star game.
That's pretty much, yeah. If I read it right, I skimmed it today, but yes, it's going to be like cup games that count as the regular 82, and they might just get rid of the All-Star game.
And you cut those out and just have one meaningful All-Star game that, you know, gives the West or the East home court, you know, like how baseball.
No.
I don't like that either.
We saw how that went. The answer is no.
Yeah. I don't particularly like that either. But
because otherwise I don't see an answer to make the All-Star game itself for them to care.
Well, here's what was
But here's the thing. Last year's All-Star game, really good. 2 years ago, and granted a little bit different, it was right after, you know, the Kobe thing. So they were playing balls to the wall. I get it. But, you know, before this year, we had 2 out of 3 All-Star games that were really fucking good. And the one in the middle was in Indianapolis with no fans. It was weird. So you can give that one a pass.
So are you blaming this year's one on the amount of first and kind of, you know, second time All-Star guys that don't care?
Yes, because I don't blame the old guys for not caring. Yeah. I think it's dumb. People are like, oh, back in, you know, 1994, Michael Jordan was going 100%. Why was he going 100%? It's an exhibition game. At the end of the day, it is an exhibition game. But even like a Damian Lillard, he should probably be trying a little harder in an All-Star game.
Like that shot from beyond midcourt?
I mean, it was cool, did throw up like 4 other ones right after.
Well, can money fix it though? $20 million to the winning team.
They make way too much.
Yeah, so I think the All-Star game is dead.
It should be.
Yeah, well,
kill it.
So here's something that was suggested in the chat. Boobaland, WCP both agreeing on this without our input.
Oh, all right.
They suggested getting rid of the game itself and replacing it with the like a horse competition. So you'd have the dunk contest, you'd have the 3-point contest, and then you'd have like a horse thing. So more like what the NFL is doing, where they're like, screw it, you know, nobody, this the game is dumb. The game, like, nobody cares about the game anymore. Like, nobody wants to play in the game. Nobody wants to watch the game. So we'll just do other stuff and we'll have it in Vegas, you know? And so what if the NBA does that? Where there, because there are gimmicky basketball games that we all grew up playing. So, like, you have horse, you have, you know, whatever else you could come up with.
They gonna play a fucking game of bump out there with professionals.
Yes,
is that what you're suggesting?
But they're not gonna show up to that.
That's the thing.
Is I think a game of horse would be fun. They're not.
Did they not go to
Milwaukee, Utah, Cleveland, Portland, wherever to participate in that. It's just not what they're gonna do.
So if you take the game away, they won't go. But the game as it is sucks, and nobody wants to play in it. So, like, what do you do?
Kill it. Kill it all.
The whole thing.
Kill it all. Blow it up. And it's whatever King says, this little mini tournament, if they want to replace it with that.
I forget what it was.
It's so weird. Yeah, this is so weird because, like, the players have it in their contracts where if they get named an all-star, they get more money. But they get named an all-star and they don't give a fuck. And they don't want to go to the game. They don't want to participate in anything. So it's like the only way you can truly get rid of it is if the players agree to it, because it's in their collective bargaining agreement where they get more money and shit. And so, but if you take the game away, they're not going to get that money, and they're not going to agree to that.
I was going to say, you think they want to cash that, you know, $500,000 check for doing not a lot. And I get you getting hurt in an all-star game, especially, you know, where it is in the season. You can't have that happen.
Of course, yeah.
And that's why the Pro Bowl is always bullshit, because these players don't want to play hard and get hurt. I guess that's probably why baseball works well, because you could go full tilt out there and your risk of injury is no different than anything else.
And for them, it's like a pride thing too, because, like, we know how baseball players are. Like, a pitcher is not going to go up there in an all-star game and want to just, like, serve up dongs.
Nolan Ryan was giving up a hit in anything he ever threw in?
Can I give you guys some TV perspective on what the All-Star game did on Sunday?
Sure.
So, Oregon, Washington, 2021, 2022, right? Both got about 4.5 million views. Okay? That's for a college football game, pretty good.
Not bad.
All-Star game, and they were both on cable, by the way. 21 was on Fox. Whatever. Okay. Scratch that. This game, the NBA All-Star game on Sunday, 4.6 million viewers.
Yeah. Ouch.
Down 22% from the year before. The previous low was 2021 with 5.9 million.
Oh, Jesus.
So in 2 years, they've, you know, it's dipped, but it's dipped. You know, you're talking about almost 1.5 million viewers, and even 5 point whatever, not that great. Not that great. And why would TNT continue to want to be paying for this shit?
That's, you know, ad space is, people are going to be like, why would we pay for this?
Marquee, I mean, it's like the Pac-12. Why would we pay for the ad space?
Yes.
It's a good transition, by the way.
It's going to be the All-Star game is going to be sponsored by Lume next year. That's how low on the totem pole it's going to fall for end space bombs.
Lume, big on this podcast. By the way, Lume wants to sponsor this one. Come on, let's go.
Yes, they do.
Let me give you the email. So that's a good transition, by the way, because there was like a report this week that so is the New York Post who reported it. So take it with a humongous grain of salt, but that a bidder for the Pac-12's TV rights is Apple. And by the way, they are currently the only bidder for the Pac-12's TV rights because nobody else is interested. They have made that abundantly clear that nobody wants to broadcast the Pac-12's sports. If this ends up being true, and if it's Apple, I think that would be... So, like, best case scenario is not the right word. I will say that Apple, just in general, their broadcast quality is really high. So if somebody has Apple...
It's the superior product out there.
It's really good. Like, if you have... But you have to have Apple. That's the thing. Yes. It's like, they're not going to be able to... You know, it's way more harder to come by than just the Pac-12 network as it is right now. And I say that as somebody who hasn't legitimately watched the Pac-12 network in several years. Like, I don't have cable. That's the only way you can watch the Pac-12 network. I illegally stream it more than anything else. So
I'm actually pulling for the Pac-12 to go to Apple just because I won't have to watch games in standard def anymore. Yeah. I don't know who they would get to call them because that's a big thing. I don't know, but at least it will be enjoyable to actually watch
us
they
get us to call the games.
Hey,
yeah, we're
better than the actual.
We're available.
Like the streaming bubble has already burst, though.
Apple is. I mean, it's a big thing, but I feel like Apple their streaming service is down on the totem of streaming services. I don't think that many people actually have Apple compared to...
Well, that's the thing. Like Android, Netflix. There's a lot of Android people because it's one of the dumber culture wars we have in the country. But a lot of Android people are like, I'll never get Apple Plus. Ted Lasso? No way! You know, like, I'm not watching this. I'm not watching Loot. No, I have an Android. It's... Oh God, you're an Android.
I'm an Android.
That's right.
I'm all about Apple, man.
I honestly think Apple has the superior programming right now. Like, as a whole, they don't have the most, but what they do have is high quality. Yes,
they do. No, they're like, in all seriousness, like they're way more discerning with where they put their dollars.
Yeah, and they've added $600 million.
And like for the sports stuff, I know. Not many of us were sitting in our, you know, in our house watching baseball on Friday nights last summer. But the Apple broadcasts on Friday nights were fantastic.
Mm. Yes.
I mean, 4K, weird analytics. I mean, it was beautiful looking.
So good.
I just don't, you know, I don't expect many people to be watching Guardians and Twins, you know.
Yeah. So here's the question, though, Braga. Do you currently have Apple right now?
Better believe it.
Yes. Yeah. And do you as well, King?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, so do I. So I guess the question can't ask someone. It's like, would someone actually buy Apple to watch?
But that's the catch.
You have to bundle it in somehow.
It's like with the MLS. Like, if you're asking me, like, if I was I'm an LAFC fan since 2017, from day one, you know. There's a different, like, to get their package, you have to, you know, pay the $6.99 a month and then buy the $99 package. That's the hook.
That's the hook
where if you just had to pay $6.99 a month for Apple Plus, I think it would be okay. It's not, the reach is not as great as anyone else, really. No. But, okay. But if you're asking people to then pay $99 a month on top of it, or not $99 a month, but for the package on top of the $6.99 a month, I think that's where most people be like, you know what? Good.
Well, maybe there would be just a package to buy the Pac-12, and that's what it should. I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, I guess got fucking dinged for my MLB package. They love pulling my money out way early. Just
how much is it now?
It's like $120, something like
that's
that.
That's not bad.
No, for the amount of games, it's not bad. But they always do it early enough where I'm like, oh, baseball's coming up. Oh, yeah. Ding. Oh, we're taking that from your account.
They can't.
Shout out to Charles and Phoenix for letting me steal his MLB.TV. Used to steal it from you, Ski. Now I got Charles.
They can't.
Well, hope
pull
you enjoy all
your,
the Padres.
They
stuff
can't
on
pull
that
it out of your account before pitchers and catchers report, man. That's just a faux pas. Come on.
Oh, they did it for the shortened season too. They took it out in full, and they're like, "Oh, we're going to keep this money, and the next time you buy it, we're going to give you, you know, a discount on it. But we're keeping this money now. Don't worry.
We really need. We need. This
I did guy. Love. I did love some of those cable pandemic discounts. Like, I forget to get Red Zone, I had to buy up, you know, a package or whatever, and like, they're like, hey. Like, we know the NFL is going to go on. You're going to get all the games. But in order to get this package, you have to buy, like, the Sun Belt and all this other bullshit. So we'll give you a refund at a future date. Okay, you know, it's April of 2020. I don't care. Am I going to die? I don't know. And then, you know, a year later, they're like, here's $3.19 back because you didn't get Arkansas State versus whoever. I'm like, thank you, Xfinity. You are
Wait,
so gracious.
You didn't get that Northern Illinois Arky State game?
I did not get
it. I'm missing out.
You know something I got in the mail the other day? It was a letter from, it was like the Oregon State Lands Department or something like that. And it's essentially like a Department of the Treasury for Oregon. And they informed me that they had issued me like a check back in 2020 that I didn't cash. And they're like, you know, our policy is to let you know and ask you if you would like us to reissue that check. And I was like, what? Like, the Department of Lands? I don't own any land. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Then I looked into it and it was like something with state. It was actually State Farm, oddly enough, like full circle, but it was like some State Farm thing that it was like a claim or something. And they owed me money. The state did for some reason.
How much was that check?
It's like $177.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
I'm like, I looked into
three,
it.
Here's three and a change here. There you go.
I was like, yes, I would like for you to reissue me that check. Thank you, State of Oregon. Yeah. So whoever is in charge of the treasury in Oregon right now, I think we just voted that person.
Thank
in
you.
Or something,
thank but, you, Tina Kotek.
Yeah, Kotek was listed on the piece of paper. So
yes, she was.
Yeah, I'll go big ups to Tina Kotek. There you go. She is not the treasurer, but
no.
I'll take it. Fantastic. Let's see. What else we got this week? So Preem reported that Will Richardson has been playing with injuries.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
I don't either.
Don't care.
Don't necessarily want to talk about Oregon.
Here's an idea, Will. Don't play if you're hurt. How about that?
You're hurting the team by being on the floor.
Get a healthy person out there. Yeah.
Yes, everybody thinks you're very tough, but you're also awful when you're playing hurt. So don't do that.
Just sit down.
You guys watch any XFL?
I did not watch any of the XFL.
I did not.
All I saw was the highlight of Max fucking Borgie scoring a touchdown. And I said, oh. I guess this is the XFL here.
I've seen enough of Borgie scoring touchdowns. I'm good.
I don't need to see a 35-year-old rush for a touchdown.
Who's the punt returner for the Eagles, played for Utah? I'm drawing a blank on his name. He returned like 3 punt returns against Oregon for touchdowns or something.
Britton Covey,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about Viasikahema for a second.
Viasikahema!
Yeah, no, Braden Covey is the answer.
Hell of a name. Yeah, no, that's another one of those dudes. It's like, no, I've seen enough of that person for a lifetime. I'm good. I don't need to see Max Borgie or Braden Covey ever again. Thank you. You watch any XFL, Kang?
I didn't this week, but next week I am going to start my XFL minute.
You're tuning in?
I think the Sea Dragons of Seattle are playing tonight.
All right, we're going to have it. So starting next week's podcast, King's going to do his XFL minute.
My Ben DiNucci takes are going to be on fire.
Flaming DiNucci.
Oh, I mean, shit. Anytime I can talk about Paxton Lynch,
yeah.
I just have to. And I mean, the DC Defenders, my gosh, what is going on in this country? Because right before the world ended 3 years ago, the DC Defenders had the best, I mean, the fan section in the entire sport. I'm talking college, NFL, high school, whatever. The DC Defenders had the best section. They were doing beer snakes, and they were 30, 40, 50, 120 feet long if they were an inch. And then on Saturday, the DC, they cut them off. They stole the beer snake. Did you see what the fans
the
did?
Snake.
They did, yeah.
They threw lemons on the field. I don't know where they got whole lemons from, but they were chucking lemons at... I don't know who they were playing. It wasn't Seattle. But
is that an XFL thing? Like, if you buy a Corona, they give you the entire lemon with it?
I mean, I was trying to think, what beer is it?
You're supposed to cut a wedge.
Hefeweizen comes with, like, a lemon wedge.
Hef comes with an orange, doesn't it?
No, I thought that was the Shock Top, isn't Shock
Top?
Oh,
you're right. Yeah, you're right. That's what I was thinking of.
I think the problem is that anyone that attends an XFL game, it's probably a 50-50 chance they have scurvy, so they just gave them a lemon to hope they survive.
You get out of here, sir.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure King had scurvy, if I remember right.
I've never had scurvy, for the record. I just want to put that out.
That was in the last podcast iteration. We had a whole big thing where King had scurvy.
I came up negative for scurvy. It was AIDS.
Yeah, he eats lots of citrus, folks. Just so you know. Lots of citrus.
But yes, I promise you extensive XFL coverage starting next week.
I don't think the world's ready, but we're going to do it anyways. Yeah.
They are not.
So should we talk, before we start wrapping this up, should we talk about the Aaron Rodgers thing?
I just think it's funny that he did it in Ashland.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard, Aaron Rodgers did this whole retreat thing where it was like the what's the specific phrasing for it? Where it's
darkness retreat,
but there's like a word for it, isn't there? I don't know.
It's supposed to be like a sensory deprivation kind of thing.
That's it. Sensory deprivation. So he's in a room for 4 days? Is that how long it was? So 4 days, he's in a dark room with like no windows, nothing, just sitting in darkness, and like that's it, and it's supposed to make him think and blah blah blah. I've heard what, like, people who get stuck in caves and shit like that, like they lose all track, like, so just it's something in the human brain where if you're in that situation where you don't have any light, you have no concept of the sun or like time passing, and it's immediate. Like as soon as you get in there, you completely lose track of like what time it is during the day. Like if your body clock resets and it messes with your sleep, like it's really like not good for you. And so like the fact that he did this on purpose and for 4 days is fucking insane to me. Like it's insane because like people literally go crazy in that scenario. And the fact that he would like, that's a treatment that he opted into is just bonkers to me.
Well, you do this whole hippy dippy thing. I had one of my buddies, his friend was playing out at Bandon like the week before, and Rogers is like, I'm going to go grab like 3 rounds at Bandon and stay at this real nice, like plush place at Bandon before I go in my little 4 day cave session here.
Do you buy that he was actually in the darkness for the whole time? I don't.
What's the point of doing it if you're not going to do that?
I saw he only lasted 2 days.
2 days. Okay.
Did he? Yeah.
Even that's like way, it's like you think it's not. Like 2 days doesn't sound like a lot, but 2 days in that situation is like forever. It might as well be forever because of what it does to you.
I did read, I went to the website to the place he went. It's in Southern Oregon if someone wants to check it out.
It's Ashland, right?
It's like out in the middle of nowhere, like 20 or 30 minutes from Ashland, essentially.
Okay. All right.
And this hippy dippy couple runs it. And they're like, we suggest, 4 minutes or 4 days being like your starter thing. It's like apparently people do it for 10 to 14 days.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
That's what they're saying.
I call bullshit. There's no way. There's no way. Like they literally go insane. Like there's no way.
And in the thing, it said most people for the first 2 days, all they do is sleep. So the fact that Rodgers only lasted 2 days when apparently all most people do is sleep majority of it. A little soft, I gotta say.
Yeah.
A little soft.
Sounds about right.
I could go sleep for 2 days easy right now. I can make 2 days.
I couldn't. I wake up before my alarm nowadays, and it pisses me off every single time. I wish I could sleep that long.
All right, guys, check your phones.
Old man shit.
Sent you a text.
Okay.
We're doing Dueling Bane Darkness.
Say that one more time.
We're going to do Dueling Bane Darkness quote. Ooh. On the count of three.
Okay.
Just hold it at the same time.
This entire quote.
Well, let's start at I was born.
Hang on, it's loading. My Android's not doing so well right now.
So we're starting with I was born in the darkness.
There you go.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I don't even know how the rest of it does. It lead right into is that the next line? Is this quote you have?
I was born. Are you looking?
I'm looking. I got the quote in front of me. Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Okay. Yeah, let's just start it. I was born and read it into the end, the blinding.
All right.
Or maybe not. I don't think this bit is working. I don't think
it... I don't know why. You probably know it by heart, Braga. Why do you need a fucking look point. It up for?
That's a good point. It's literally look at this shit right now. Like, look at
yeah,
this.
I'm just blinded by
look
the
at this. This is what's happening. It's not fucking anything. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche in the middle of the night. All right, I got it.
All right, you guys ready to start from I was born?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we're starting from I was born. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Three, two.
I didn't hear you. Did you get the countdown?
Were you doing the silent one like Wayne's World?
I didn't see
three,
a finger point.
But... Two.
I was born in
it. I was born in it.
Molded
by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man.
By then, it was nothing to me but blinding.
This guy over here, too cool for school.
I got thrown off. I thought it was supposed to be, I was born in darkness.
I was born into the darkness.
I was born by...
you think the darkness is your ally? It's going to be extremely painful for
extremely
you.
It's painful for you.
There is a... have you guys seen the Harley Quinn animated show?
No, because weirdos have made Harley Quinn. I can't watch anything Harley Quinn anymore because porn brain is rotted.
I get it.
People are weird, man.
It's a very funny show. And they just did like a Valentine's Day special. Bane was self-conscious about the size of his dong. So went and got a magic spell where he recited something and rubbed it on his dong. But it said in the notes, do not use if you use HGH. And he was like, why wouldn't they tell me this? And he gets huge and starts just humping buildings until they get destroyed.
See, now I'm getting that quote from him where, yeah. You know, it's a fun little night, nice dinner, drinks, you know, whatever. It's going, it'll be extremely painful
for you. never not funny.
No survivors.
I was raised in the darkness. ladies and gentlemen, the darkness.
You know, 10 plus years removed. That's a bad movie. Is it?
What, The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Dark Knight Rises. Well,
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Oh, Rises. Oh.
So, so Hathaway sucks as Catwoman.
Yes, she's terrible.
She's terrible. So that's out of the way. I think his take on Bane was cool. The Talia al Ghul stuff sucked because they chose the total wrong actress for it. Like, I think the only cool part was Bane in that movie. Because, like, when they blew up the stadium, that shit's rad. and when they like destroyed the bridges in Pittsburgh and shit too, like everything about, and like the opening scene where he's in the plane and then the plane like just drops away and they're hanging there, like that shit's rad, but everything else about it was not great.
I'm gonna get you. You killed Hines Ward.
They did.
Martavius Bryant
murdered Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Hines Ward just trying to return punts.
Blow that was fine until you got Le'Veon Bell, Bane. That's where I drew my line.
See, here's where that movie misses
Tommy
me.
Tommy Maddox, you need to live.
The movie misses me because I think the Yinzers could take better care of taking out Bane than fucking Batman could.
Who?
The Yinzers.
Who's the Yinzers?
Pittsburghers.
Oh, fucking Pittsburgh. Okay. Pittsburghese people. The fucking Yinzers. Yeah. They have a way better chance of taking out Batman. Sucked. I'll just go back to it again from last week. He's worthless. Give me fucking a guy working at the steel mill who blew up his precious Steelers. He'll go take fucking Bane out.
Kevin Green. Overrated.
Greg Lloyd. Not that great at sacking quarterbacks. In my opinion.
Oh, God, I can't remember that quarterback's name. The one that took him to the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. Neil O'Donnell. System quarterback.
I wear a mask, and I think he's uglier than me.
Bill Coward. More like Bill Coward. You take that back, Bane.
Bill Coward in fear.
No.
Okay. That's a good one. The Bill Cower in fear.
Oh, thank you. Oh, shit. All right. Let's start finishing what we're doing here. Do you have any keeper kicks?
We kind of went over all of them, pretty much. Keeper kick, Pac-12 on Apple.
Yeah, it's a keep for me.
I would keep it, too.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm going to punt.
Keeper kick the Blazers going tank mode.
You need a tank. Come to the Batcave.
Because I would be for it, except for they can't catch, you know, the top five bad teams. They're like 10 games up on five teams.
Morgan Freeman, make me a tank. I don't think they need to make a conscious effort to tank. I think they're just thinking by
they playing. Sat there. Did you see who the Blazers? Did you see their starting five tonight?
Of course not.
Nasir Little, their leading scorer tonight. Cam Reddish is second. They started an RC Diakono. I don't even know which one, but one of them. Eubanks and Tibble. That was their starting five.
Jesus.
Yeah. Ugh. If that's not tanking, I don't know what is.
So my, I guess buy or keep. I guess keep, because yeah.
But they're not going to get Wembanyama. They're not going to get Wembanyama. They could tank and still, you know, have a 8% chance to get him.
Same conversation we have every year with Portland.
Every year,
every single year. Yeah.
And then the last it, one, man. I'm going to kick it, man.
Kick it, man.
You got to kick it straight up Hooters.
You got to kick it
straight up Hooters, man.
I'm bringing it back, man.
Two weeks off, man.
And then we went over the other last one was keeper kick the NBA All-Star Weekend in general. And I'm kick.
Yeah, it's going to be a kick for me. It'd be a shame to lose the dunk contest and the three-point contest forever. Like, it would be a bummer. But the whole weekend is, like, terrible right now. So
sure. Higher
than that.
So yeah. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
That's the list.
All right, let's do our list then. So you came up with the list, right, Ski?
I came up with it. Yeah,
both of our features this week.
This might be the best list I've ever came up with. With spring training starts tomorrow, so your top three random baseball players that you haven't thought of in a long time. So man. That usually means they're older player.
I love me some Vinny Castilla, man. Go Rays.
Go Rays, man.
Tampa.
I thought of...
Tampa's got a lot of Hooters, man.
A lot of Hooters, man.
Got to get some good wings. I thought... Holy shit, Booble. Booble just mentioned one of mine, Glen Allen Hill. I literally thought of Glen Allen Hill earlier. Holy shit, dude. What's going
Real
on?
Real glue player, man.
Wow, Glen Allen Hill. Glen Allen.
All right, well, I guess that's...
Hell of a name.
I guess that's your first one, Straga?
Sure. Yeah.
King me or you? I got six, by the way, I just jotted down.
My number three, Pete Incaviglia.
Love Inky. My number three, I think he was played with him together, was Chris Sabo.
Chris Sabo.
Chris Sabo's good. Chris Sabo's very good. My next one is Dave Henderson. Remember Dave Henderson?
Hello?
Like no swinging form whatsoever, would just swing as hard as he possibly could and just destroy baseballs. I think didn't he play for the Giants and the A's?
I know he played for the A's for sure.
Yeah, I think he played for the Giants too. Yeah.
Can you got one off the dome? Nope. All right, go. My next one, I got Rusty Greer.
Rusty Greer, who is that?
He played for the Rangers and lefty. See, this is what the list is for, dropping names that Braga doesn't even know who they are.
Exactly. I just thought of Kevin Mitchell.
Ben Grieve.
Ooh, Ben Grieve. Nice. There's a Ray, nice. Famous Rays. I got a Mickey Tendleton.
There you go.
What else do I got?
You mentioned Chan Ho Park earlier, by the way, King. I hadn't thought of Chan Ho Park's name in a very long time.
I have Mickey Morandini.
Mickey Morandini.
I got Geronimo Baroa.
Geronimo Pena.
Gary DeSarcina.
Just name all the Geronimos.
And then the last one I got is hard-hitting Mark Whitten.
Mark Whitten. I got Coco Crisp.
He hasn't been retired that long. He's still...
My guy,
listen, old A's players, you know.
Booble
says, got me some Julian Tavares.
Julian Tavares. Booble says Jeff Blauser.
Blauser.
Who is
going Mark Lemke with him too?
His number one is Kusuke Fukudome.
Kusuke Fukudome. Little too recent, I think.
I don't know who that is.
Little too recent.
Played for the Indians, I believe.
How about
Guardians?
Ruben Amaro Jr.?
Yes.
How about Jim Abbott?
Andy Maldonado.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jim Abbott, no hitter with one hand. That'll do.
Get a nub.
Yep. You hit the nub.
How about Kent Herbeck? I don't think we give enough respect to Kent Herbeck.
Big ups to Herbeck.
Especially, wasn't it just Herbeck?
Yep.
Yeah.
Booble says Alfonso Alfonseca.
Rick Aguilera. A real ace for the Twins.
Rick Aguilera. That's all you got, Ski? I want to name some off the top of your dome.
Denny Hawking. Denny Nagel. Let's go. Is there another famous Denny?
Denny Hamlin. The race car.
Oh,
driver.
Denny Hamlin.
Danny Tartle.
I don't know.
Charles Nagy. Is that what you said? Yeah.
Dan Gladden.
Oh, I love me some Dan Gladden. He had the skullet.
Pat Listache.
Luis Servino.
I'm trying to go by team now and just picking a team and going with someone from the old one there.
Mark Wheeler?
Randy. Have we mentioned a Randy Velarde?
No, we have not. No.
What about a Jimmy Key? Jimmy Key was a real key to the Blue Jays in the early 90s.
What about a Mark Wohlers?
Well, Sterling Hitchcock.
Well, Andy Bennis.
Andy Bennis.
If you needed a stopgap, Bob Wickman was right at the
called Sticky Wick. Bob Sticky Wickman.
Booble with Khalil Green.
Oh, Khalil Green. He was supposed to be so good. Yep. He wasn't.
Save it. Sean Green. We'll stay in the greens.
But Andy Van Slyke.
Don Slott.
There, that he might be the winner. I think that.
Are we closing on Don Slott?
Jose Chicolin.
Chicolin and Don Slott are tough to top. I'll tell you that much.
We'll close it on those two.
Fucking Don Slott, man.
That's fantastic. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Movie this week, by the way, which I forgot to mention at the open, is Money Talks, the Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen vehicle that is currently on HBO from 1997. So Money Talks, we're going to talk about that on Sunday. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. See you guys next week. Thank you for watching and listening. All the things. Find us on them. Bye.
Raphael Belliard.